Welcome to a Two Regular Teachers Bulletin. Obviously, by this stage, you've probably worked out no episode this week. This time, due to family reasons for Adam, which I know that we can all understand, sometimes things crop up, and in this case for him, it was a very important one. Don't worry, things are okay. It was just a very important one. You can't miss birthdays. Anywho, we hope that you might go back and listen to some of our past episodes in the lead up to the end of our year, but we hope to be back next week. Apologies for the slight croak in my voice. This afternoon, I took the Year 3s out for a game of boot ball. Now, anyone in Victoria or I guess around Australia know there's lots of different versions of boot ball. The version I play today involved quite a lot of yelling. And I've always found it interesting that I yell out the term side away, which I remember many of my teachers as a kid used to yell out during games of softball, t-ball, boot ball, and I never quite knew what it meant. And you know what? To this day, side away, I can kind of understand side, that side is out or away or into the field, but I still don't really get it. But I just like saying it because I feel like a phys ed teacher when I say it. So apologies for the voice. We'd like to thank Claire and Michelle who sent us really good comments on our blog after our last episode about iPads in the junior years. And rest assured, Claire and Michelle, we'd like to take up some of the things that you guys mentioned in our next episode rather than necessarily write them on the blog. So thank you again for your contributions. Recently, the ASA school staff workload survey results were released by the Australian Education Union, and they did make for very interesting reading. And if you haven't seen the statistics, we strongly encourage you to go and have a look, particularly if you're a Victorian teacher. Adam and I are certainly not militant unionists by any stretch, but we do think it's important that with a new agreement for Victorian teachers just around the corner, that people understand, I guess, who is going into bat for us. And so it's with that we just mentioned that at least one of us is in the union, and one of the reasons for that is purely because that they do argue on our behalf for a fair agreement with the current government. And I'd like to quickly just share a few of the statistics that came out of the workload survey. Interesting that 80% of teachers work unpaid overtime every week. I think that wouldn't be too surprising to many of us. 53 hours of work on average per week for most Victorian teachers, which equates to 15 hours of unpaid work per week. 80% of teachers say their workload is not manageable. And one of the big ones for me was that 85% of teachers said that they just need more time within school hours for planning and assessing student learning. And higher than 85% say that the workload that they do outside school working hours negatively affects the quality of their teaching. And it's the kids that miss out there. And Adam and I often talk about a lot of issues that relate to staff and teachers, but it's really important that we do emphasise that everything we do discuss has an effect on how the students learn, and that's the most important thing. So if you haven't seen the survey results, they do make for interesting reading, and I'm sure we'll discuss them in further episodes. You can catch up on our past episodes via iTunes, via our blog. You can also access us if you've got an Android device in the Play Store, and don't forget to like our Facebook page. We'll see you next week, hopefully.